Before there was Anonymous, Barnaby Jack, or Aaron Swartz, the first celebrity computer hackers came out of Milwaukee. In 1983, a group of teenagers who called themselves the 414s managed to use their family's primitive home computers to hack into dozens of high-profile systems, including the Los Alamos National Laboratory. The story of the 414s is the subject of a short documentary by Milwaukee filmmaker Michael Volman, and it's screening at the Sundance Film Festival, which is underway. Here's a clip.
That particular year, the movie War Games just came out.
We got an idea from it. Made a War Games dialer.
You program it up to start dialing phone numbers, you know, one by one, try to find modems.
And you start testing passwords.
Director Michael Volman joins us on the phone now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
In 1983, was it easier or harder to hack than it is today?
It was much easier to hack in 1983. Back then, there was all these corporations that started using computers, and they would kind of use it as a way for people to telecommute. There was a whole network of computers that were connected by this one network called Telnet. And a lot of the people didn't really think about that anybody would ever want to access their systems. Programmers of the computers, when they initially would launch the computer, they'd have default passwords, or they'd have very simple commands that you could use to access the computers. And that was a lot of the hacking that happened by this group, was simply by finding computers that they knew the default passwords for, or finding computers that they knew they could access without getting a password by just kind of looking at the system and from there finding a back door.
And there weren't laws against hacking back then, because nobody really knew what hacking was. As always, technology is always one step ahead of the law.
Yeah, there was no computer laws at that time, and the U.S. attorney had to decide, how were they going to prosecute these guys? Were they going to use fraud by wire charges against them, which were felonies, and sort of go that route to make them an example? Or could they work with these guys to sort of, you know, bring it to light in the public, but also make sure that these kids' lives weren't ruined? And I think they ended up using sort of laws that were like phone harassing, like making harassing phone calls was sort of the charge that they were prosecuted with. From there, people started thinking about computer security, and Neil Patrick actually did testify before Congress and talked about how easy it was for him to access these computers. And from there, there were some laws that came about.
What is the 414's legacy? Is their impact still felt today?
I think beyond laws that were created that became the part of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, I think also just the idea of the image we have of computer hackers. When Neil Patrick, one of the members who went public and kind of was on a lot of the media talk shows, he had these big wire-rimmed glasses and sort of very big puffy hair. And I think just that idea of what a quote-unquote whiz kid at the time, a computer hacker, was sort of is perpetuated today, and we still kind of think of computer hackers in that same light.
Well, Michael Volman, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Michael Volman is the director of the short documentary The 414s, which is screening at the Sundance Film Festival. This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio.